I by faith we understand that the what? World during its devastation for what? Fashion put into order and equipped for their what? So they were equipped for their
field. I'm going to stick with that instead of what they're saying, because obviously they've tried it and it hasn't worked.
Amen.
And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have what?
Mercy on us.
Have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto him, unto them, believe ye that I am able to what?
Do this.
They said unto him, what?
Yeah, Lord.
See, he needed something to work with. Because, I mean, I get it. First off, they said, son of David, they were acknowledging you are the Christ. You are the healer.
Right. Yeah.
But he also needed faith being released. And so he asked them, do you believe I'm able to do this? What'd they say? I hope so.
Yeah. No.
No.
What'd they say?
Yes,
Lord. And so what happened? Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to what? Be it unto you. But go back. He needed them to say something. And he said, believe thee that I'm able to do this. What'd they say?
Yes.
He needed their words.
Yes.
He needed their faith words spoke
yes.
out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Turn over to, actually go to verse 23. Where is it? Actually, go over to Mark 9. Mark 9, that's where I'm going. Mark 9, 23. Mark 9, 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou what? All things are possible to him that what? A couple things here that I need to point out real fast is all things are possible to who?
Me.
To the person that believes.
Amen.
Right? So if I believe for a mansion, should anybody get mad about that or upset about that?
No.
They shouldn't.
Right.
Why? Because I'm believing for it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm believing for.
Right.
If you can't believe for it, don't try to believe for it. But don't get upset with the people that are believing God for things like that. If somebody's believing God for divine health, so should somebody get mad at them for that?
No.
Why not?
Because
that's what they can believe. See, Jesus said, if thou canst believe, whatever you can believe, you can have. So we shouldn't get mad at somebody else if they're believing better or more than we're believing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
We shouldn't get jealous or upset with somebody else at all. Thank God for them. Say, thank God. Hallelujah. Man, that is awesome. I'm happy for you. I love that. I love that you haven't been sick for over 3 years. I love that. Amen. Be happy with them.
Yes.
Don't be like, you really think that? Cold season's coming around. You really think you just ain't going to get it all of a sudden? You probably got vaccinated. You know, you probably got your cold shots. It's because it's hard on people to say, well, I can't believe that far yet. And people don't want to do that. So they want to justify where they're at.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know, that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. It is. Amen. But it helps us if we don't get mad at it and just see the realities of the Word of God and say, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. Because trust me, there's people that believe way beyond me.
Oh, yeah.
Way beyond me. That's why I follow them.
Amen.
Stretch me. Stretch me like nobody's business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's good for us. And I know good and well, if the Word of God did that for them.
Yes. Amen.
I know all I have to do is get in the Word of God and they'll do the same exact thing for me.
Amen.
Amen. We obviously know it. Mark 11:23, it says, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, and by mountain, I actually wrote down impossible situation.
Amen.
Amen. So whoever shall say unto this mountain or this impossible situation. See, that's a whosoever.
Amen.
See, if you can believe it, you can speak to the mountain,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Let's turn over there real fast. Mark 11, it's just a couple pages over. Let's read it. That way everybody can get their eyes on it. Sometimes we just quote these and need to read them. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever, say I'm a whosoever, shall do what? Words. Words. Mouth is moving. And mouth is not shut. It's out open and it's speaking the command of faith. Amen. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, or that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, or impossible situation. Well, it's just, I'm in an impossible situation. Good. Speak to it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Speak to it.
Amen.
Speak to it. God said we can, and he wouldn't tell us something to do that we cannot do.
Amen.
Because that would be unjust.
Yes. Amen.
If he told us to do something that we could not do, that is not fair.
Amen.
That is not right.
Yeah.
And God is not like that. So he wouldn't tell us that we could do something if we couldn't do it.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes we choose not to do it.
Amen.
Amen. For verily I say unto you, everybody okay? Smile, poke your neighbor, say we're all right. Amen. For verily I say unto you, y'all need to calm down. Y'all play too much. Not to joke. I'm joking. For verily I say unto you, I like people to play because I play way too much.
Amen.
Amen. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this impossible situation, be thou what?
Removed.
And be thou cast into the sea, and shall what?
Not have his heart.
But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what?
Whatsoever he saith.
Amen. And we said this before, somehow we've came to the realization that whenever we speak to the mountain, it has to move right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Sometimes it will, but sometimes it won't.
Right.
Sometimes it can, it may, you have to just continually stand there and stand in faith.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You spoke to it. Don't speak to it again, but just thank God that it's moved.
Amen.
Thank God it's done. Every time it tries to pop its face up in front of you again, just go, ha, I already spoke to it. It's gone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how we answer it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It might not be thrown away, might not move right then, but it will move if you continually stand in faith. And don't back up in doubt. That's the thing. Once we speak the command of faith to the impossible situation, we can't allow a situation to pop up to move us backwards.
Right.
Just because we haven't seen it move in a week.
Amen.
Well, I've spoke over this and nothing's happened. It's been 3 weeks. When you've done all to stand, run away.
No.
Run away when it gets hard.
Sure.
Fall down in a fetal position and cry about it.
No.
Because I've never seen anybody in a situation that got up against somebody bigger, a football team, somebody stronger, just fall down and give up right away.
Amen.
Sure. Amen. And I'm about 100% sure if you have siblings, any of us in here, that whenever it came to, we about to have a come to Jesus talk, y'all didn't back down from them.
No.
Did you? So why would we give Satan that satisfaction?
Yeah.
Especially when we got the word of God backing us.
Amen.
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 Is that time? Running fast. Amen. We can't just believe. We have to believe and act.
Amen.
Or can I say speak?
Yes.
Right? Amen. Let's go over to James 3 real fast, please. James 3, verse 2. Pull it up in the message first, please. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Don't be in any rush to become a teacher, my friends. Teaching is a highly responsible work. Teachers are held to the what?
Strictest.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Amen.
Amen. And none of us is perfectly what?
Qualified.
We get it wrong nearly every time we open our what?
Mouth.
If you could find someone whose speech was perfectly true, you'd have a perfect person in perfect control of life.
Amen. Amen.
Next, please. A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse, right? A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain, hence the word a skilled captain, sets a course in the face of the strongest winds, or adversity. Son, this accent just really messes with my tongue sometimes. I ain't going to lie to you. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything.
Or destroy.
That's a very important sentence, though. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish. Hallelujah. But it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it.
Amen.
Amen. Can you pull that up in the Amplified, please? For we all often stumble and fall and offend in many things. And if anyone does not offend in speech, never says the wrong things, he is a fully developed character and a perfect man. Able to control his whole body and to curb his entire nature. If we set bits in the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we can turn their whole bodies about. Likewise, look at the ships. Though they are so great and are driven by rough winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, whether the impulse of the helmsman determines. Amen. A couple things here, talking about speaking, right? Yes. Amen. I agree. It is. Amen. It's like whenever a person hears the word hereditary, or it runs in the family.
Amen.
If they're not in the Word of God, then the first things out of their mouth are, well, I'll probably have it when I get older then. And so now they're creating a future for themselves on down the line that they don't want any part of.
Yes, sir.
Because if we're born into the kingdom of God, I'm part of that bloodline.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And so some people just don't know the Word of God. And so whenever somebody says, well, that just runs in the family. No, it doesn't run in mine. It stopped with them. It doesn't belong to me, and I won't have it.
Amen.
See, whenever we pay attention to our words and we're speaking them correctly, amen, it won't affect us down the line, right? Look at verse 4. You can look at it in the King James, please. Behold, also the ships, which, though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are truly turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Right?
Yes.
So a ship, if you think about a ship, their rudders are not very big compared to the ship.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
I mean, look at it. But yet a person is able to control that entire ship just by turning the steering wheel a little bit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that little rudder that's behind the ship is able to just start cutting away or plowing away through that water now.
Yes.
Because it was going one direction.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
But once it found out what the Word of God says and says, that's not hereditary. I don't have to live with that.
Right.
And you start speaking, I live in divine health. See, now you're starting to plow the water.
Yes.
Because if you're going to turn away from the way you're going, now you're plowing water. See, you was just going with it at first, but now you got to make a turn. And so now you're plowing through it.
Yep.
Now it's pressure on that rudder.
Yeah.
And it's hard because people will be like, what do you mean you're in divine health? I'm sure you'll get sick one day.
Yeah.
You know, your grandma had that. You'll probably get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that runs in your family. Well, you know, look, everybody at work's sick. You'll get it. Well, look, everybody at the house is sick. You'll get it. See, and when we got to hang around people, that's why it's so hard to get that. It's not hard, amen, because if Jesus said we could do it, we could do it. So if we start turning and say, I won't be sick. I won't be sick. And so now you're having to plow that water because that's turning that entire ship. That's turning your entire way of life now. You're not looking at life like everybody else is. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get it like everybody else. No, I live in divine health just like the Word of God says. I don't have to live a sick day, another day in my life. I don't.
Amen.
And so if I'm plowing water, I'm turning the steering wheel, getting the rudder, facing, going back the other direction because I don't want to just run with everybody else. So that's going to be a lot of pressure and pushing on me. Because if let's just face it, some people just don't want people to succeed.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Some people just don't like people succeeding. Because number one, it shows them where they're at.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And it's trying to justify why they're at where they're at.
Amen.
Amen. And if you really look at it, that's the reason. Because moving on. Yep. It's 8 o'clock. Clock's aligned. Look, I'm going to skip. I was going to show y'all a video. We ain't got time for that. I was going to show y'all a video of, I'm sure y'all have seen it before. It's those people in that speedboat. They're all standing up and the guy's driving and they're going wide open. All of a sudden, the steering wheel starts doing this and he tried to slow it down, it's too late. That the motor caught and it just slammed everybody to the ground. And I thought people were dead. I really did. I was like, son. But see, whenever we lose control of the rudder,
amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. It'll hurt us if we allow it to.
Yes.
But if we just keep hanging on to it and control it.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Control it. If, like I said, if God said we could do it, then we're able to do it. Yeah. That's the thing. A lot of times we think, well, we can't do that. God wouldn't tell us to do something if it was impossible for us to do.
Amen.
If God said, I just came to the realization, if God said I can do it, then I can do it. If God said I can believe for it, I can believe for it.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, I've tried the world's way, didn't get very far.
Amen.
At all.
Yep.
At all.
Amen.
Actually ended up in drug rehab and everything else.
Yeah.
So I've tried that. It wasn't fun. Didn't like it. And so I've found another better way.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. The Welsh Revival, I will tell you about this. Me and Chelsea have been listening to the Welsh Revival. During the Welsh Revival, huge revival over there. I forget when it was. But they were talking about this entire town, pretty much got saved and everything. And there, it was a mining town, right? And so all these miners ended up getting saved. Well, they said they ended up having to reteach all the donkeys. That was amazing to me. He said because everybody would get mad, cuss out the donkeys, yell at the donkeys. Well, they didn't know this new language after everybody got saved. And so they had to retrain the donkeys on what they said and what they meant when they said it.
Amen.
That's amazing. That the donkeys learned it. But yet whenever they got saved, that language changed quickly.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Real fast, look over at Matthew 27. Please, you can pull it up in the King James. Matthew 27, verse 73. She's all right. 26, sorry. Matthew 26, sorry. Not 27. I apologize. Thanks, Mike. You were supposed to tell me that. Appreciate it. And Peter, y'all remember this? This is whenever Peter got, after they took Jesus and all that. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
No. Maybe, somebody. Okay, if you don't, go back and read all this, okay? Yes, amen. All right, thank you. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, which verse? 73, please. Yes, ma'am. It's all right. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy what? Bereath thee. Next. Then began he to what?
Curse and to swear.
Why? So he would sound like everybody else. Pressure came and all of a sudden speech changed. See, it's easy to sound like a Christian in here. But when we're at work and out in the world and pressure's on, how do we sound?
Yes.
Amen. We should continually sound like the Word, right? Because he had to change the way he sounded. See, he sounded, the reason that they knew, because he sounded like Jesus before. Surely you're one of his disciples. Well, how would they know? Because you sound just like him. So now I'm going to have to change the way I sound so that nobody will recognize me and I'll be able to blend in with everybody else. Amen. It's 8:05. Amen. Well, did you get anything?
Yes, sir.
All right. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, and praise you. And we thank you, Father God, for these meetings that we are about to get into starting tomorrow. I thank you, Father God, for every answer that we would have concerning the Word of God that will be answered for us. I thank you, Father God, for direction for each one of us that need direction. And we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. We will see y'all tomorrow.